Hi, this week our subject is, when someone says, that's just your interpretation, how should you respond? One time I was having a Bible discussion with a person. We were discussing God's plan of salvation. I was trying to show that in order to be saved, a sinner has to be baptized in water for the remission of sins. I read the following passage. Acts 2 verse 38, the Bible says, repent and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins. That's all I did. I simply read this passage, and the person I was studying with interrupted by saying, oh, that's just your interpretation. On another occasion, I was having another Bible study with a different person, and this time we were discussing the rules God made concerning women in worship services. I read the following passage, 1 Corinthians 14, 34 and 35. The Bible says, let your women keep silent in the churches, for they are not permitted to speak, but they are to be submissive as the law also says. And if they want to learn something, let them ask their own husbands at home, for it is shameful for women to speak in church. I promise you, all I did was read that passage. I did not make any additional comments, and when I finished reading the passage, the person I was studying with blurted out, oh, that's just your interpretation. And when people say, oh, that's just your interpretation, they're implying something. They are implying that you are twisting the scriptures and using them out of context to say something they do not mean. First, let me say this. Yes, that is my interpretation. In other words, when I read 1 Corinthians chapter 14, 34 and 35 and draw the conclusion that women must remain silent in the assemblies of the church, yes, that's my interpretation. But that does not mean my interpretation is wrong. And when I read Acts 2 verse 38 and draw the conclusion that baptism is for the remission of sins, yes, that is my interpretation. But that does not mean that my interpretation is wrong. Some people think that if they can label an interpretation as your interpretation, then automatically that means the interpretation is wrong. Well, my interpretation of highway laws is that it's illegal to drive faster than the posted speed limit. That's not only my interpretation, that is also the correct interpretation. My interpretation of the tax law is that every taxpayer must pay his taxes which are due. That's my interpretation, and it is also the correct interpretation. Well, second, let me say this. When people say, that's your interpretation, they are making an interpretation themselves. Now think about this for a minute. When someone says, that's your interpretation, they themselves are making an interpretation. When they say, you're wrong about how you're interpreting Acts 2:38, or you are also wrong about how you're interpreting 1 Corinthians 14, 34, and 35, they themselves are interpreting Acts 2, verse 38 in such a way that it does not mean what it says. They themselves are interpreting 1 Corinthians 14, 34, and 35 in such a way that it does not mean what it says. Now, what makes their interpretation better than mine? If they get to interpret Bible passages, then why don't I get to do the same thing? Third, let me say this. When people say, that's your interpretation, they are saying interpretation is a bad thing. Now, we've just noticed that everyone is interpreting. The ones who say, that's your interpretation, are themselves guilty of interpreting. They cannot get away from interpreting Scripture. But these people are implying interpretation is a bad thing. They think that they're not guilty of this bad thing called interpretation. Interpretation is not a bad thing. Interpretation means an explanation. When Acts 2 verse 38 says, be baptized for the remission of sins, that has to be explained. Either it means what it says, or it does not. If it does not mean what it says, why not? Someone has to explain why it doesn't mean what it appears to be saying. And when 1 Corinthians 14, 34 and 35 says, it is a shame for women to speak in the church, that has to be explained. If this passage does not mean what it appears to be saying, then what does it mean? Reading the Bible requires interpretation. Interpretation is not necessarily a bad thing. There are interpretations which are wrong or incorrect. 2 Peter 3, verse 16 talks about that. But there are also interpretations which are correct, according to Jesus himself, Luke 10, verse 28. Christians are admonished to rightly divide the word of truth, 2 Timothy 2, verse 15. In conclusion, when someone says, "Oh, that's just your interpretation," just ask them, "Is that your interpretation?" Thanks for listening to our message this week. We invite you to visit our website at www.willofthelord.com. That's www.willofthelord.com. At our website, you can download the notes and the audio file of the message you just listened to. We invite you to call again next week when we consider a new subject on Bible Talk.